Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. Or is it Chris Ramsey? He looks very different because he needs a shave.
Oh, do you know what it is? When I haven't got... Because I've kind of finished for the year.
You've
I don't
given
have
up.
This is so strange because I looked in the mirror this morning and I was like, I bet she has a go at me shortly. Do you know what's worse than the beard on my face? Mm. I've got neck beard on the back of my head.
I thought you were going to say something else then. Yeah, I don't like that either.
I wasn't going to say... This is a bloody highbrow podcast. I wasn't going to talk
Chris.
About my pubis.
Absolutely
on this.
Is not. You're getting it down your neck as well,
it's coming
which
down
I
the
don't
back
like.
Of my neck. It's bad, isn't
it's
it?
It's not nice.
Honestly, I had like a corporate gig the other week that we're talking about, and I just don't. When I know I've got no telly, no live shows, and nowhere to be, I drop our son off on a morning at that school, and I'm ashamed of how I look.
Me too.
I look disgusting.
Like, I get it. But if people saw you today compared to when you were in that tux on Little Mix
that's
of Search,
Saturday night. Yeah.
Honestly. It's a different life.
Not just that. The beard is cultivating, but it goes weird because the bottom just grows. If you're a beard snob out there, the bottom just grows. And then what I do is when I'm like watching the telly or chilling out, I pick bits of my beard.
So you've got a bald patch.
I've got a perfectly circular bald patch right in the middle of my fucking chin.
It's upsetting us, if I'm honest. Can we try and just keep a little
Rosie,
bit...
I've got to go to the dentist on Friday. Mm. I'm dreading
Why?
Him saying, I fucking haven't been brushing my teeth. Like,
ew.
Well, I've got nowhere to fucking go. Oh. Why? Hey, I'm popping into the front room. I better give my teeth a quick brush. Like, fucking, postman's coming. Quick, floss. Like, I've got
oral
no,
hygiene,
reason to do anything. It's ridiculous. I've got nowhere to go.
Honestly, 2020. Got a lot to answer for. Got my teeth dropping out left, right, and centre. You're right. You're
well,
totally
the amount
right.
of times I popped to the this is so bad. I popped the shop. I'll be like, oh, I'm going out to the shop. I should probably brush my teeth. Oh, hold on, I'll be wearing a mask, and so will everyone else. Doesn't matter. You could literally smell like fucking fresh shit, and no one would
know
because everyone's got a mask on, and you've got a mask on.
There you go.
So there we go.
It's like we're living in Tudor times. Isn't it? It's just all gone completely backwards.
Well, and because we've been pissing in a bucket and having to have a bath downstairs constantly because the bathroom hasn't been done.
Oh, yeah.
So we have literally been having Victorian washers and pissing into buckets. We are Victorians. This is ridiculous the way we're living.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I'm getting rigged.
Are you?
Or something else that they've,
something
that they've a ragged.
Polio? I don't know. I'm going to start chucking the bucket out on the front street just to really get into the character.
If they used to do that. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching. It is episode 94.
Watching. Hello, Nana.
Hi. Do you know what it is, right?
What's the matter with you?
One of my sponsors.
You're a muggle?
One of my sponsors the other week was going to be people saying they watched the podcast.
Yeah.
Fucking freaks me out. Winds me up. Hey, I watched your podcast. What? What did you watch? And then they'll normally go, the one with, and they say something I can't remember. And I'm like, they've been watching an interview. Like, what do they think this is?
Well, what I get more is people who don't know what a podcast is, but their other halves listen to the podcast and they go, it's usually a bloke, not going to lie. Oh, the missus has been watching your podcast
right,
before bed.
Okay.
I'm like, has she? Or has she been listening to it?
Yeah.
Because it's not watchable.
I am 85 years old, but hey, I'll get the vaccine quicker. Thanks for watching. Thank you for listening. It's episode 94, you beauties. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe. Go on and give it a little starsies on the little app there. We're on 31,000. I'm just trying to get that up.
Are we on 31,000?
31,000 five-star reviews.
No
on that
way.
Yeah, bloody lovely. You're all awesome.
Oh,
Thank you.
I see. Right, okay. Right.
It's nice, but there's still a lot of you that haven't fucking gone on and clicked that. So click that bad boy right now. How dare you?
No, but that's a lot. I look at other podcasts, likes, and I'm happy with that.
It's pretty cool. Before we go any further, obviously this week's lucrative sponsor is... Thought you were going to get away with it, didn't you? Always, you always forget. This week's lucrative sponsor is... Standing on the pavement next to the zebra crossing, having a conversation, but not actually using the fucking zebra crossing.
Arseholes!
Pack it. Sick of it. Pack it in. Stop. Honestly, this week, four times I've stopped and some twat... Someone was standing on their phone at basically, I don't know what to call it, the entrance to the zebra crossing, just standing there on the phone. I was like, mate. And I like looked at him and he looked at me like I was a tosser. Like, why have you stopped? Like, fucking... Some girl yesterday, you're in the car with us, having a conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Sauntered across that motherfucker. Sauntered across it.
No hand up to say thank
you. No thank you, nothing. Hey, look, I know it's a zebra crossing. I know we're supposed to stop in cars, but a little nod, please.
Oh, thanks absolutely. Robin's five and he knows to mouth thank you to drivers and run across the zebra crossing. You don't walk across the zebra crossing. You walk either briskly or you run.
Yeah,
put
a bit of effort in. Good God. Come on.
Common courtesy.
Did I ever tell you about when I was little and my mum, someone let us across the road. Someone in a car let me and my mum across the road and walked across. And my mum like put her hand up to say thanks, and I just thought she knew her, so I was just like waving. I was like, "Hiya!"
Oh, bless you. No, but see, I just think it's I cannot stand people who don't have that basic manners.
Yeah,
that is basic, like level one manners.
I think that's what 2020's done to us, though, because we both hit the roof for that young lass yesterday when we were in the car. She stood having a conversation, was sat at the zebra crossing, and then she sauntered across, and she didn't even thank, she just kind of glared at her, and she kept walking, and we were both like, you fucking little rat!
Well...
Like, we both just started... See? Rosie choked to death, she was so angry.
Honestly, if she'd have got us on an even worse day, I'd have revved. I'd have revved.
Thankfully, we were in my electric car, and we couldn't rev.
Well,
there you go.
There you go. She's lucky. She's got a. She was had a lucky escape that day, so she did.
I lost a percent.
Oh, here's the jingle.
Good God!
And if you're listening, run across the zebra crossing and say
run,
thank
but, you.
You
know,
just brisk, just to. Oh, thank you. Oh, no, do you know what? Forever. Do you know what it is?
Oh, what is it?
No, because to me, right, every time someone doesn't do that, you know what? All I think is you don't drive.
Right. Yeah. This should be a jingle, but fuck it. Did I ever tell you about my friends? When I was at college, my mate had a girlfriend, and she used to just walk out in the road in front of cars. Great. She wouldn't stop. She wouldn't wait and stop. She used to walk out and cars used to slam the brakes on. Her exact words were, they've got brakes.
Twat.
I remember once I went, why does she do that? It's craziness. He went, oh, she says, yeah, they've got brakes that can stop.
Great. And the wonder why the NHS is overrun.
Yeah.
Daft.
I mean, it might not be just that.
No, it is that.
I mean, it's definitely not just that.
I'm fuming the day. Honestly.
It's going to be an angry one. Now you can play the fucking jingle.
Here's the jingle.
There it is.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to Passive Aggressive Shag Married Annoyed.
Let's try and calm it down. Let's try and just cut just a little tiny bit.
Do you know what? It's just you've caught us on a really miserable day. Yeah. I'm having a... Listen, I don't care. I'm fucking miserable. I'm miserable as sin. It's nearly Christmas. We can't go anywhere. We can't see anyone. And it's been months and I'm sick. Anyway...
And you know what? I'm not as bad. You might hear, dear listener, that I'm quite chipper today. I did a bit of DIY, which made me very happy. I put a spotlight in that I didn't think I'd be able to do. I thought I was going to let me keep myself.
Yeah.
I was very happy. Look, hey, but who's happier in this moment, me or you? So I've won.
You.
So there you go.
Fair enough.
I've got to let you in on a secret, guys. The problem is with Rosie here, I haven't been on social media as much through all this thing because I just can't be arsed with people's fucking bullshit and their opinions and arguing and stuff. However, Rosie's been on, and Rosie is deathly jealous of people freezing their tits off in beer gardens in tier two areas.
Yeah.
Even people that lately have fucking got like 20 layers on sitting in a beer garden. You're fucking raging, aren't you?
You know
and you can't drink.
Right. I know. I'm like, just want to stand there. Do you know what it is, right? This is what got us. Because I got lockdown and everybody, you know, this whole year has very much been, right, come on, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. Come on, everybody, let's just get through it. And it's like, right, okay. And then all of a sudden it's like, not you. No, you can't go anywhere.
We're all in this together, but you specifically, your pub's shut.
Yeah, bye. Your everything is shut. You can't see anyone. And we live in the north, so it's bastard freezing. So honestly, the other day, bearing in mind that I'm about to drop a baby in a month, my friends, I haven't seen my friends at all because the teacher, so they've got to be really careful. And they were like, should we go for a walk? It started pissing down our rain. It was 5 degrees. And I was like, nah. Yeah. Nah, I don't want to. Because what we're going to do, like I didn't want to have to go for a walk in the pissing down rain just to see you.
So if you live in the northeast and you happen to see an extremely angry, heavily pregnant little lady walking along the street, holding an umbrella and dragging a patio heater on wheels, that's Rosie.
That's me.
Just be nice and keep your distance because she'll go fucking mental.
But some days I'm great. Some days I'm really positive because I really make myself and I'm like, come on, let's be positive. Then other days, today I'm just like, is this real? Is this the real life? Or is this just fucking gash? And that's all I can...
I mean, I know you're not very good with lyrics, but I definitely don't think that was the
I don't think that's right, but I'm just... Anyway, but
I don't think they'd have been as big a band if the lyrics had been, is this real life? Is this just fucking gash?
You never know.
I don't think... Honestly, I don't think we'd be talking about them now.
Who was it? Queen?
Yeah.
Just fans caught in a landslide.
Yeah, you don't need to do it all.
Singing makes us happy. What are you trying to pull us back down?
Oh, right, okay. But I have had complaints about your singing.
I know. I don't care. Whatever. Oh, just top it on. Smear it on us, are we?
Tell you what, let's get a Babadoo Bye in here, right? And see if you make you feel better.
Okay,
right?
I'm going to come back better.
I'm going to come at you in the next section with something that I know really made you cheerful. Here we go.
Right, okay. Babadoo, Babadoo,
Babadoo Bye. So, yesterday, to cheer you up in one go, we went for a little McDonald's drive-thru, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Always McDonald's, honestly, golden arches of heaven. I've always loved a McDonald's and I always will.
Especially at Christmas.
Especially at Christmas. It was always a treat when I was growing up. We didn't just get McDonald's willy-nilly. Birthdays, Christmas Eve, that's when we got McDonald's. Yeah. And I still like to keep that little fire inside. I get very excited about a McDonald's.
Well, it is a fire inside because you're getting quite bad heartburn at the minute as well.
Oh, ridiculous. I was dicing. It was a dicey decision. I thought I can eat this and be really crippled with acid reflux, but I wasn't. But anyway, fine.
However, something happened at the McDonald's drive-thru that has never happened to me before. I was handed my McDonald's by the man.
Oh, yes!
There we go.
I forgot about this.
Once you worked out what I was going to say, I knew you should be very excited. I was handed my McDonald's by the gentleman who might have been a bit younger than me.
He was a lot younger than
me. I think he was quite younger than me. He may have been 20s, sort of early to mid-20s. he handed us the drinks. He's like, there's your drinks there. So I took them in. Yeah. And then he went, there's your fruit juice for Robin. And then he handed us the bag with our meals in. And he went, there you go, big man. And it was just really fucking weird. I don't know why, mate. Anything like that, mate. I can take, but it was just the way, there you go, big man. It was just really, it was like, it felt like, the way I described it, Rosie. It felt like he was my new stepdad. Like, it felt like I turned up at my mom's house to meet her new boyfriend, and he was considerably younger. And I was like, what's going on? And he was like, hey, so how are you coping with the breakup, big man? And I'm like, what? It was
very, very, I couldn't very look strange.
Because I was waiting, we were still waiting for Robin's Happy Meal, and I just had my head turned to the left towards you, because I couldn't make eye contact with him. Because I feel like he may have been a bit embarrassed that he said big man.
Do you think came out?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't help that also Robin's theme tune is big man with a belly and a tiddler.
I mean, don't get us wrong. I'd have found it a lot less uncomfortable if he'd handed us their meals and went, here you go, big man with a belly and a tiddler. At least I'd have enjoyed that.
Yeah, true.
This is a compliment, you know?
Do you know, and I don't know whether you had this when you were younger, obviously from being up north, we say mate quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of trickled through the whole country.
Yeah.
I've been known, mate is a thing now. It's like, all right, mate, how are you doing, mate? And all that.
No, I think Cockneys and that sort of, I think it's a very working class thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just remember being young and we used to get on the bus or something like that. And my dad would say to the bus driver, oh, cheers, mate. And I genuinely remember me and my sister used to go to my dad, stop calling people mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Couple of little arseholes.
Oh, well, we are proper little dicks. And we'd be like,
why?
Dad, we used to find it really embarrassing. Dad, stop calling people. He's not your mate. You don't know him.
Well, a thing that my that's I can relate to this, but mine dad's was even worse. So my dad used to just call people Jackie.
Oh, how that's very.
So
very
that's lovely. A very naughty. Oh, Jackie. And, but my point is, why was everyone turning around when the name wasn't Jackie?
Don't no idea. I remember experiencing that with my dad as well.
Jackie.
Oh, Jackie, but it would be to men.
Yeah,
never
Jackie to
woman.
Men. Yeah, yeah, Jackie.
So strange.
Jackie.
I know.
Really
I know.
Strange.
But see, yeah, there's a lot of strange things that parents did. Robin will do it to us. Yeah. Our kids will do it to us and we'll be like, are you kidding us? This is how I talk. I remember telling my dad off when he used to take with the football matches. Oh, my word. Do you know what he used to do?
What?
Which to this day, I have no idea why. And not many other people did it. And I used to think, what? Who are you? Why are you doing this? But then it makes a lot of sense of the kind of person I am today. Right. So I'm going to come away from the mic. So he literally used to just, out of nowhere, you'd be sat there, right? And I'd have just finished me Bovril or whatever. And out of nowhere.
Right, sorry. Sorry, is this a scene from Purely Belter when he
it sounds
tells
like
the kid
it.
About his dad taking him a cup of tea, dead milky-like. Go
on. I love Bovril. Oh, so out of nowhere, God. I used to shit my pants, right? This is what you do.
What in the name of God was that?
No idea.
So was he saying howie?
I think he was just saying howie, but just
howie,
for ages.
Sounds like a fucking mating call of a bird.
Oh, horrible. And I just remember me and my brother.
That hurts me through. I can't even do it.
I know. We'd just be sat there, but nobody flinched. Like, it was just like...
Oh, yeah. If there's any way where you can scream anything you want, it's at a football match, like...
I get it. I totally get it. Like,
might be like therapy now. Peter might just come out feeling much better. Win, lose, or draw. Just, oh, do you know what? I went there. I had a bloody good shout. I got a bit fresh air and I had a bloody good shout.
I think there was a couple of times I really got into it.
Yeah.
Once I'd got over the fact that my dad's the hooligan. My dad starts off all the chants.
I guarantee he wasn't the hooligan. I guarantee he was the one where Peter went, fuck, it's that bloke who can't say how here without saying it 400 times. Look at it's fucking broken record, Mr. Howie. Here he goes. Watch him. Watch him. Look at these kids, man. Look how mortified they are. Look at them. If that happened now, someone would start a GoFundMe for you and your brother. My dad was so desperate. So the whole thing, I mean, if anyone who doesn't know, like I'm every single person who I speak to, every man who I speak to anywhere in the country, be it a taxi driver, be it anyone, always asks who I support, and yeah. I'm just not into football at all. I blame me dad, right? I'd fucking love to be into football. Mm. Do you know how ostracized I've sort of felt growing up slightly when all my mates were like wanting to watch the football and go at the football and all, and I'm like, and play football, and I'm like, fuck it. And it was me dad's fault. He tried to push us too much into it, but he did it the wrong way. I've talked about me stand up in the past. He didn't go. Oh, I mean, obviously we didn't have any money. We weren't like rich enough to get like season tickets and stuff. Yeah. We didn't have that. Like now and then, I remember when I was a bit older, now and then Newcastle would be in like, you know when the sort of, the get the champions, not the Champions League, the shitter one. There was it the UEFA Cup was the other one, I think.
Is that the
third
division?
So it would be like
third
a Tuesday. And I don't know, the fuck knows. It would be like a Tuesday night. Okay. So if you would go and watch them play some random fucking spurious European team.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get tickets for really cheap. So we'd go to one of them. But that was when I was older. But when I was younger, to try and get us into football, he used to take us to go and watch South Shields over 40s. Basically, he would be like, right, come on. And I'd be like the only kid there. And I'd like, first he would like take us into the changing room because he would go and see all his mates. And all
so they knew the people?
He either managed South Shields over 40s or he was something to do with them
that
or he knew
like
them.
The grimmest football team.
Rosie,
South
it was
Shields
over
40s.
On a Sunday, so they were all just hungover as fuck.
What was
right?
the age limit to? So any age. So could
I mean,
literally
I
be...
imagine over 40 was the only rule.
Yeah, but
you know,
so 85-year-old
there was no fucking
Rog.
Yeah, but there was no like really old people there.
Right.
But it was over 40. I remember one time they had a younger lad playing for them and they were trying to claim he was over 40 and he clearly wasn't. But he was really good apparently. But yeah, I would go into the dressing room and like it was all just these naked blokes. Ugh. Just like naked asses. It stunk of like deep heat.
Oh.
Like it was horrible. I mean, I'll never forget. And this is so weird. This just sticks in my head. There was one guy had like quite a big mole at the top of his arse crack.
Oh God!
And I was fixated on it. Like, and it's like, oh, why don't you like football? Because people's got their arse moles in my face. I like smell deep heat, and everyone's swearing.
This is horrible.
It was so bad. But it was like, this is how you do not get your kid into football. It was like, we're not watching Premier League. We didn't have Sky Sports. We're there. It was come and watch me and my mates fucking swear.
This is That's
I used to have to hold the magic sponge, freezing cold. I had the bucket. My dad was, he was a linesman for them.
What's the magic sponge?
Oh, it was just a bucket of cold water with a sponge in it. So that if they got hurt, you would just go and put the sponge on their leg. It was fucking freezing. My hands were numb. I hated it. Magic sponge.
Okay. I would rather have my dad shouting, howie, 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 than that.
Well, he was there actually on a Sunday. It was so embarrassing.
My dad was there. He might have been, you never
reverberating
know.
Around the dressing room. Howie, 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 howie.
My dad did play football.
Aye.
God so knows. You never know.
Has he got a mole at the top of his arm?
Actually, think... No, I don't. Just want to put at the end of there because we'll get some sort of shit. South Shields actually genuinely has a really good football team right now.
Oh, if I was going to support anyone, it would be Shields. If I was going to support anyone, it would be South Shields.
So big up South Shields FC.
Yeah, well done. I'm not going to come and watch, but well done. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Something's been happening recently, which I don't know whether people might relate to. But Robin is at the age now where he likes to dress himself, which is great.
Yeah.
Love it. But his dress sense is absolutely shite.
I mean, that's harsh.
No, Chris, it is.
Come on, man.
No, do you know what it is?
What do you mean?
Right, okay. I feel like I have dressed Robin nicely his whole little life. Right. Quite plain, quite, you know, a bit beige, actually. Like, colourful, but, you know, just dinosaurs and all that kind of stuff. The older he's getting, he loves Sonic, loves Mario,
not wrong with that. Not
loves
wrong with that.
Avengers,
not wrong
loves,
with that.
But he loves all the shit. He loves wearing all of the shit. He's got a full outfit with bright blue leggings with Mario on, a Mario t-shirt, and then a Mario jumper with every character on. And then he used to wear that stupid cap that we lost, thank God. And then, and I'm just...
I forgot about the cap.
Like the cap, the Mario cap.
Wouldn't take it off, would he? But that was annoying.
He looks like something out of 1994. He looks like me when I look at old pictures of when I was a kid. And and I'm just...
Do you know what
I
he looks like? Do you know what he looks a bit like when he's got all these different things with logos and that? Have you ever seen like a MotoGP rider where they've got all the
That's
sponsors?
That's what it looks like? That's what it looks like?
Rosie, he's up for lucrative sponsors. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
let's
I
get
know.
Him a load of patches for his lucrative sponsors.
But I'm like, do you want to wear this lovely checked shirt today? And he's like, no, I want to wear me minion top with the sequins that I can put up and down and show everyone when they change the face. And I'm like,
oh man, he's and well, that's the thing in it. You go, he's like an extra. You would think, oh, he's an extrovert, but he's not even like you know when people put it online and they're like, I let my son dress himself today, and the kid just puts like you know like a tutu and wellies and a helmet on, and you go, oh, he's just expressed himself once away, whatever. That's amazing. Robin's like corporate, like he's like logos and brands, father.
Yeah. He just loves character shit. And stupidly, I've bought him stuff because at first I was like, oh, that's really sweet. He likes wearing these kinds. And now I can't even look at him. I'm like, oh, you just, looks like something off Back to the Future.
Like a lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. It's too much. But anyway, God love him.
Well,
he's
just got
happy.
Got my Pikachu Pokemon Christmas
jumper. Well, that's why I've decided to talk about this, because I went online. He's got his Christmas party coming up and all of his Christmas jumpers from last year, like literally nowhere near him. He's had a massive growth spurt. Yeah. So I was like, oh, should we get you a Christmas jumper for your school Christmas party? He was like, yeah. Went online. He was like, I want a Mario one. I was like, well, let's have a look what they've got. Horrific, right? And so I went on to Next and I was like, look, this is lovely. Oh, look. Oh, there's a dinosaur with tinsel on this one. That's nice.
Well, that's pretty fucking tacky, to be fair. Dinosaur. No, but what's a dinosaur doing?
I know, but
dinosaurs
then,
didn't celebrate Christmas.
It had like a snowman with sunglasses on. Like, just cool, but
why
you know.
Why has a snowman got sunglasses just, on? His eyes are made of coal.
Oh, my God. For the evening sun in the winter.
Right.
Anyway.
Low sun.
Yeah. But then, stupidly, I went onto a website that wasn't safe, you know, and he's seen a Pikachu Christmas jumper, and it's ugly. It's horrible.
Makes sense. I feel like it's more factually accurate for Pikachu to be celebrating Christmas than a snowman.
Really?
Yeah, a snowman or a dinosaur. Dinosaurs didn't celebrate Christmas, and snowman, I mean, it's just water, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's factually accurate. I think it's fine.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's just...
I might try and get my cap to match.
Don't. Please don't.
No,
because he won't wear anything else.
It was really irritating.
He won't wear and he gets obsessed with these things. And I'm just washing the same clothes over and over again. And I don't mean to sound really... What's the word?
Snobby?
No, it's not even snobby. I don't think it's a snobby thing. I just... It's got to the point where it's taken away from you. What you can put your child in.
Right, yeah.
And that I've lost the ability to be able to go, oh, wear this lovely, like, white white crisps, white t-shirt with these nice
stop you right
jeans.
There. Wait, why would you put our child in a crisp white t-shirt?
Sometimes I have. Gelled his hair and he looks lovely and smart and he's got his nice boots on now. He just looks like a bag of shite.
Wow. Does your child look like a bag of shite? Email, Shem, I know it, did you?
I think people will relate to this.
Well, we'll see.
I do. I think they will. But anyway, we're having another baby, so I'll just dress them and Robin can crack on. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for this week's Rosie's Mysteries.
Well, I never knew that.
The shortened version. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I'm about to embark on a story about my best friend. It was around the year 2015, and my best friend who...
Sorry, what? This is so. I was right at first when you said I'm about to embark on a story. I was going to jump in, and I thought I'm not going to jump in. I always interrupt and say little daft things, but I imagine I gather around, children. I'm about to embark on a story, and I
like
thought I'll leave that. I'll leave that. But it was around the year, so I'm thinking, when is this going to be? Like, you know, like fucking the 1800s. It was around the year 2050. Yeah. So 5 years ago. Fuck me. Jesus, you're trying to get your word count up. Christ on a
Chris,
bike.
Some of these stories, honestly, some of these stories I want to reply and go, get back to your assignment. Yeah, this does not count towards your final grade.
There's a dissertation sitting going begging while you fanny on with this. Great, great. Okay, okay.
So, my best friend, who unfortunately shares the same first name as me, she was not a slag.
Okay, it's gone highbrow to lowbrow pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely,
there.
Absolutely. Okay. These were her wild days, sowing her wild oats before finally finding someone who wasn't a humongous bellend.
Okay, cool. But sowing wild oats, isn't that the male term for? Should it not be collecting wild oats?
Gathering the oats.
I mean, it sounds awful. I've never thought of this. But when they say a bloke goes out sowing your wild oats, is that not like spreading your seed everywhere? Is that the idea of the joke?
I think
the word? So she's...
Because we've got the eggs.
So she's collecting oats.
She's collecting them, yeah.
She's collecting
like a big
wild
bowl.
Oh, God.
Of porridge.
Big vat. Oh, hey. Overnight oats. One night stands. Overnight oats.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ew. So the story starts, as most romantic 2010 stories do, Tinder.
Great.
Tinder. Right. Honestly. She was swiping right like there was no tomorrow. Oh, you swipe right.
So you swipe right as a... Right, okay.
Yeah. And had quite a few matches. She is a gorgy hun.
A gorgy hun.
Yeah.
This is written by three different people. This is madness.
I know. It's good grammar as well, actually. The grammar's...
Apart from gorgy hun, which is...
Well, obviously, but, you know. Anyhow, this particular match was with a boy called Glenn.
Cool.
He was an absolute sort... So I do not care much for blocking his name out or giving him a snoody... I can never say this word.
Pseudonym. Good God.
He can't expect this story to not be told. Oh. What? Goodness.
It's only first name, so we should be all right. I don't want to get in touch. I'll get upset.
All right, okay. There's nothing to give it away.
Okay, then.
Don't worry. Okay. Right.
All the Glens out there, hold on to your nuts.
They met up in a bar for some drinks for the date, nice and somewhat normal. When they both decided, as it was a weekday and they both had work the following day, to leave the bar. But Glenn invited my BFF back to his place. Ooh, she thought. He is a gorgy hun too. Jeez. So we could be gorgy huns together.
Good God.
This is disgusting. A short time had passed in the taxi ride to his place. He shared his house with a friend who had not had an important role in the story and so his name was forgotten many years ago. He's only 5 years old.
It's like Lord of the Rings, but written by someone who works for Now magazine.
I love it.
He was not as much of a gorgy hun as the other guy, so his name was...
thus forgotten from the tale.
His name was lost in the sands of time... many moons ago. It's ridiculous. It goes from like it's written on a scroll to like it's written on a toilet door. It jumps between
the
two.
Do you know what, though? That's a talent.
It's kind of like when they redid Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What's that
mix? What's that mix, innit, of like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they're all talking like it, but they're in a car park with guns.
Yeah. That's what this email is.
I did love that film.
Terrible film. Carry on.
Shut up.
Rubbish.
They have another drink at his. When they decide they want to get naked.
But that she's not made it sound like.
Is it summer? Is it winter?
Yeah, she's not made it sound like sex. She's just made it like, are you warm? I imagine she means.
Have you got one of these?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Have you got a mole at the top of your ass crack?
It's you.
By the way, can I just interject, guys? I forgot to actually say, I used the wrong word, mole. It wasn't actually a mole at the top of this man's ass crack in the changing room when I was a child. It was more like a wart. I remember thinking, I bet your stuff gets caught on that.
Oh.
It's so weird.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
But I just want to know what it felt like.
Can we go back to this?
Okay.
They are kissing and canoodling for a short while when he excuses himself. He puts on his dressing gown and leaves the room.
Okay.
Only a few minutes pass when he comes back in the... Is it weird that if I'd had a one-night stand with someone and they put a dressing gown on, I went right off them when I was younger?
Yeah, one-night stand. Dressing gown attire, it's not one-night stand.
No, only now do I kind of not mind if you wear a dressing gown. But when I was younger, if a lad I'd been with on a one-night stand or whatever, put a dressing gown on, I'd be like... Oh, God,
gives off a bit of like a Sports Direct Hugh Hefner vibe, doesn't it?
It's just a bit manky, to be honest. I don't know why. It's silly, isn't it? Robin wears dressing gowns.
It's just weird. Weird on a one-night stand. Halfway through one night stand to stand up and whap a dressing gown on. I mean, talk about killing the mood.
I know. I think what it is. So anyway, he's put on his dressing gown and he's leaving the room.
Why?
Well, you're going to find out, aren't you? Bloody, do you know this segment at all?
I know, have you been listening? Like I'm going to have to guess what he's coming back. But
check your batteries. Only a few minutes pass when he comes back in the room and asks my Bezza to help him move his desk.
Move his desk?
Okay, she thought. This is a weird way to get your kicks, but sure, I'll move your desk with you. The pair of them get an end of the desk each while he instructs my gal on where to go and where to put it. She talks about her best friend like it's her life partner.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
It's a bit strange. But anyway, he wants it opposite his set of drawers, which are the same height as his desk.
Sorry, I can't get my head around this. So they're canoodling, as she put it. They're necking on. They're naked.
Yep.
They're in the throes of passion.
Yep.
And he stops.
He's put his dressing gown on.
Sticks a dressing gown on and asks her to fucking move some furniture.
Yeah.
So what the hell's going on?
Well... Christopher.
Come on, quick.
Okay. You're the one who keeps talking.
No, but I just want to
Right.
know.
So, my bestie is more than confused at this point, and as he leaves the room for a second time, she just sits back down on his bed and hopes that he will stop the feng shui. And eventually just get on with it.
Good Lord.
He returns almost immediately, but he is not alone. He is carrying, this is where you guess.
I know what he's carrying. Oh, well, do I? From your first guess is camera to put it on the desk for the angle because he's a pervert. But it could be something really, like, it might be something slightly more innocent, like some candles or something.
Mm.
But this is Shagmardinoid, so I imagine it's a camera or a telly.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Come on. I'm going to have to press you for an answer here.
It's a mirror.
Oh, right. Okay, wow. You
That's my guess.
I've changed.
Okay. I've changed my mind. It's gone mirror.
So you're going to say mirror.
He's got it. Bought the table and he's put the mirror on so we can see what's going on.
Christopher?
Yeah?
You're normally really good at these.
Oh.
But this week you absolutely
miles
have
away.
Not got it.
Really? Dehumidifier.
Shh. A dehumidifier.
Yeah, but it's going to get humid in there, isn't it?
No.
Imagine that. I've just got a damp problem, so before we get sweaty, I am just going to have to hoy this dehumidifier on. Can you help us move this desk, please? Because the flex isn't long enough.
I'm such a slag that all my one-night stands are just causing an immense amount of damp. Ew. No, okay. He's not alone. He is carrying...
Fish tank.
No, you can't guess anymore. A door.
Sorry?
Not his bedroom door that is still on the hinges. This is another door. A spare door, so it seems.
But...
However, Christopher, there is something different about this door. There is a hole.
I knew you were going to say a hole. I nearly jumped in, but you told us to stop jumping in.
There is a hole.
No way,
that
man.
Is large enough to fit a football through.
That's...
Just a little more than halfway down. He proceeds to lay the door on top of the drawers and desks that were rearranged earlier. utter bewilderment on my friend's face at this point, and not a word was said by either of them. He goes to his bedroom door, the one still on the hinges, and closes it. Then he gets on top of the door with the hole and lets his flaccid penis and balls dangle through. Milk me, he demands.
No fucking way, man. I was just about to say flaccid, but they've been in the throes of sex, but I forgot he's left the room twice and shifted some furniture and carried a fucking door in. Oh my God. Oh my goodness me.
What's wrong with everyone?
Milk me?
My friend was not up for this at all.
Really?
The human cow? No, thank you.
Wow. So he's lay frontwards. He's lying on his tummy. Or is he sat down?
I thought he was squatted. But he would have to be laid down on the door.
Was he laid down forwards on the door? Yeah, so it's like a massage table.
Yeah.
But instead of a hole for his face, he's...
It's his knob.
Dangle his bits through. That's disgusting.
Horrible, isn't it? Who's done that, though? Who said, wow, this is inventive?
Again, it's that thing of people just trying mad shit immediately and imagining. Most people will just go through it out of embarrassment. Go through with it out of sheer embarrassment, I imagine. Yeah,
she didn't. Our friend didn't, by the way. She just left.
But it's the getting them to shift it with you. I mean, ask.
Or have it set up already. I'm not being front.
Come in the room. What's that, by the way? I'm just taking a couple inches off that door. It's not closing properly.
What's it called when you do the side?
Playing in it. Yeah, just playing that door. Taking a few inches. It's not shutting properly. Yeah. Right. Oh, do you know how I said I was doing a bit DIY with that door? Actually, I wasn't. Can I let me junk dangle through it? And will you? No. Good. Right. Sorry. I'm just going to leave it there because it is a pain in the arse to move and it does kill the mood a bit.
Never happened.
God, man.
There's some horrible people out there.
What room in that apartment doesn't have a door on now because he's took it off and chopped a hole in it?
Well,
are people shitting with an open door, thing now?
Probably. Can you,
when you cook, does the entire flat smell now because that dirty cunt took the kitchen door?
Took the kitchen door. Do you know what gets me as well, though? This sounds like a young lad.
Yeah.
I always imagine, and maybe this is my innocent little mind here, I always imagine an older bloke doing something like that.
All pervert,
just who ran out of, bored now, let's try this. But he's young, it's like, you don't need to dangle your bits through a door to be sexually, you know, aroused and have fun. I don't get it. You know, I'm surprised that hasn't happened to me, to be honest, because it's not... No. Just weird stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be one of your criteria now, isn't it? If you ever go out on a date again. Are you into woodwork? I am. Taxi? Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, who's this?
Hello, you're right. It's Belinda.
Hiya,
Chris,
Belinda.
Hang on a minute.
That's just awful. I mean, in the times we're living in as well.
Hello, you all right?
I'm all right.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Have you heard about the vaccine?
I've heard, yeah. It's exciting,
isn't it? Good news, isn't it?
Yes, great.
Well, it would be good news, Christopher, if I hadn't just had a phone call from my local hospital.
Right.
You'll never fucking guess what.
What?
Apparently, Christopher, I've just had a phone call from little jumped up little shitty little shitbag. And apparently... I'm not eligible for the vaccine.
Right, why?
They've said it would be a waste. They've said it would be a waste of one.
Right.
Because apparently I'm not worth fucking saving.
Right, so they know
and
you.
And that's
then.
What she said. So she actually you. Said that.
So she's met you, she knows you, she's aware of your work.
I know her very well.
Right, well,
I do know her very well. That she used sense. To look after Barry when he was a kid.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't speak very much anymore. And she was quite surprised that I was actually still alive. But apparently there's a list. There's a list of people who can get it and there's a list of people who can't. And I didn't make the cut.
Really?
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Wow.
But there's actually, there's a woman who lives on the estate and she's selling them.
Right.
She's selling them for 50 quid a go.
Right.
So I'm going to just give one of them a go.
Right, okay. Well,
I get me tabs.
Look,
there
I don't
know.
Right, good. That brings us on to my next subject. I don't want to throw advice out willy nilly here, but a couple of things. One, don't get one of them. Two, maybe stop smoking.
Chris, I've really cut down.
You're smoking as we're speaking.
I'm on 300 a day. I was on 400.
300.
So
I mean that's continuing. That's
great.
I don't think anyone's ever smoked that much. That's ridiculous. 300.
Chain, I'm a chain smoker.
I mean that's two at a time, at least.
Oh, I've done five at a time. Got a very large mouth. And I've still got use of both my hands. The arthritis hasn't got as many fingers just yet. The cheeky little arsehole that it is.
Oh Jesus Christ.
So I just wanted to say you might not see me.
Do you promise that?
Can't. No. Don't. But, all right, if you do speak to Boris, I know that you are in cahoots with people. Just tell him I'm worthy.
Tell him you're worthy.
I'm only 164. My God, it's getting a bit ridiculous, isn't it? Just making this shit up.
How old's Barry then?
Oh, he's 27. Oh, the fuck out the lettuce, freeze me eggs, didn't they? The little cheeky little twats.
Right, okay.
Won't give us the vaccine, but I'll freeze all my eggs because they know that I'm smart.
Right.
Because they know that I make clever bins. That's why. Oh, so. Right, I'll see you later. Bye.
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 Nothing said in this interview is of any sort of truth.
Right.
What a shame. I knew they'd do that.
All right, shut up, man. Right, what's your beef?
Oh, which one do I want? Oh, I'll go with this one.
Okay,
so recently you, it started because we had an argument the other day.
Okay.
And your argument was, your side of the argument was, you were upset because you don't have any relaxing hobbies.
I don't, I've got nothing.
You've got nothing to
do. Nothing.
So when Robin's playing, or if Robin has set a task, or if he's doing something, I enjoy a magazine.
You enjoy a magazine, or you normally fuck off to a different room and watch Shadow.
This is.
Or you stick it on in the room we're in.
Right. Yeah. I've got a lot of you programs that I enjoy that don't have any swearing.
You mean in the certification?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're fine.
Room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have that.
No.
And can I just clarify? You know when you say I fuck off to another room?
Yeah.
I take the iPad or listen to a podcast, but I'm always doing something, Christopher. I'm not just sat in another room. I'm putting washing away, or I'm tidying up, or I'm just pottering about cleaning. You seem to think that I'm just sitting in another room on my arse when I'm not.
Okay.
So I'd like to just clarify
noted.
That.
Noted.
You need to find yourself a hobby.
I do. I need to find something. Bike guy gone out the window because bikes, it's freezing cold. I don't like going on my bike.
You need to find a book or something. Or why don't you bake or cook?
It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, I kind of help you.
What the hell is, what year is it? What is all about this? This is ridiculous. How dare you? I'm offended. I started playing on the PS5. I started just wandering into the room and just turning that on for a bit. And that's quite nice. That's helping us.
Good.
Yeah, I just feel I watch UFC or I watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia or everything I watch has got swearing in.
Yeah.
Or violence.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can watch in front of Robin. So
okay,
I've got to run in the other
room
and play on the computer for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started doing that.
Right, good.
But don't you dare. Don't you dare. Right, it's noted that you've said right, good. Do not let your beef in a few weeks be you always piss off into the PlayStation.
Well, it is a bit ridiculous that your new hobby. No, it is a bit ridiculous that your new hobby is something that takes you off and away from your family.
Well, I'm pottering around while I'm on it. I'm doing stuff. I'm you're not. Washing away. Well, how do you know?
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Can you play on the PS5 while you're ironing?
No.
Right then, well, you can't do it. Because I am genuinely always doing something.
No. You're in the bath half the time.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Soaking constant fucking manatee through there.
Oh, jeez. Right, what's your beef?
My beef with you this week, at the risk of being hugely insensitive... and offending a lot of people.
Oh, right. Okay,
and
here
really
we go.
Putting myself in the doghouse.
Cancel him.
Get him cancelled. You have taken your huffing and puffing around the house to new levels. I know you're pregnant. I don't want to upset anyone here. I know everything's a struggle. Getting up out of a chair and everything's a struggle. You've always huffed and puffed in the past. It's another level. It's like living with a fucking
Chris,
half deflated airbed.
I can't put my socks on.
It's like a fucking, it's like someone's wrestling.
Are you
in another
taking
room.
The mic?
Oh, just
no.
Just
it's
turn
that's
the
so
volume
unfair.
Down.
I can't help it. It just comes out.
Oh, but do you know what it is, right? And it's not because I'm a heartless person. It's because I care too much. You know me. I hear a noise and I'm like, "What's wrong? Are you okay? I'm on it. I'm on fucking eggshells. I don't know what to do. I'm on tenterhooks here.
I know. I've got a beach ball. You right? I tell you what. Let's sellotape a beach ball to you, right? And see how well you can take your kegs off. It just comes out. I can't help it. Honestly, getting undressed, I think it's air that's in there and I'm bending over and it's just like, really hard. It's like labour. Yeah. I always used to watch programmes when women were in labour and I'm like, why do they make them noises?
Yeah, but that's pain though, isn't it?
Well, it's part and parcel of it. Mm. About 4 weeks left, it's just a huff and a puff that comes with it.
Take it down a notch.
I will let me have this!
Just take it down, just a notch, just a tiny bit.
I can't, Chris. I can't.
Honestly,
I can't be told not to huff and puff in my own house.
Fucking bagpipes or something. It's just.
I can't. Oh, don't! I'll cry.
Okay.
Do you know how hard it is to get off the sofa or to get out of bed? You had to push me out of bed the other day.
Look, not the first time. Anytime you want to be pushed out of bed, I'm happy to oblige.
Don't! I'll cry.
I'm sorry, okay, I'm sorry. I'll take that one back.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
It's a nice long one, that. Nice long one. Even with all your huffing and puffing, you squeezed that in. Well done. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send the stuff. We absolutely love it. Let's dive right in. Let's go.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Hope you're both well and are having a good Christmas season. Brackets, I live in Coventry, which is in Tier 3 too. So if it's anything like ours, probably not.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Yep. My boyfriend, this blew my mind. And I think it's going to blow yours as well.
Okay.
And it's not rude, it's not anything like that. It's just one of those things where you go, really? People do this. Okay. My boyfriend and I were hoping if you could settle a debate between us.
Love it.
He thinks I'm strange for bringing my cup of tea into the shower with me.
Right. Right. I've got many opinions on tea. I've got many opinions on how you wash yourself.
Okay.
This is my fucking wheelhouse here.
I put it on the side of the bath and take the occasional sip. And this to me and my family is totally normal.
Nah.
For clarity, I don't drink it under the water. I poke my head out.
Fucking ridiculous.
The first time he witnessed me walk towards the bathroom with the shower on and tea in hand, he was absolutely horrified.
Quite right.
So our question to you is, is this weird or do you take hot drinks into the shower? And that's from Abby and Elliot.
Why in the name of God would anyone take a hot drink into the shower? What's wrong with you?
No.
I'm fully on your boyfriend's side
me
here.
Me too.
I'm angry. This has angered me.
It hasn't angered us because a little bit of us is like, oh, it's actually
stupid.
Sounds quite
stupid.
Nice.
How much are you interrupting your shower to poke your head out to grab a cup of tea?
Yeah.
It's good. It could get knocked over, right? You've always got water running. Do you have to dry your face if you've got water running down your face?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you want that tea? Like, have it after.
How busy are you? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, you're just making your shower longer. You're wasting
company,
water.
What company is she CEO of? That's what I can imagine a really busy person to have to do.
Didn't we talk ages ago when you kicked off because I started taking cups of tea for a poo?
That's That's rank.
Well, I'm sitting down, chilling out. I haven't got water all over us.
But there's something disgusting about emptying your body of a thing and just filling it up with the thing that you're emptying.
Really?
Do you not find that a bit strange?
Have I said this before? That sometimes if I'm thirsty and I need a wee at the same time, I get very angry with my body. I'm like, communicate, guys. You know, I went for a wee. You'd be desperate for a wee and thought, I'm really thirsty at the same time and thought, how are you, man?
No.
Something in here could have, you could have clawed a bit back there. This is
all
daft.
Right. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think so.
I feel like it's a bad design flaw in the body. That right. You will need a wee, but you will be thirsty at the same time.
So do you think your body should keep hold of that?
I feel like just pull a bit back. Come on, there must be a return valve. Yeah. Little return valve that you can sort out there.
I kind of get where you're coming
from. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I don't email in. But
hot drinks in the shower.
Well, Robin's currently got a book, one of the large family books where it's all the elephants.
He loves them.
And on one of them, 5 minutes piece it's called, Mrs. Large, the female elephant, goes upstairs and she takes a cup of tea in the bath and it says she has a sip of her tea in the bath and it's heavy. I find that weird as well.
I
feel like she's already hot in the bath. I feel like you should have a cold drink in the bath.
Okay, right. I've never had a hot drink in the bath.
I feel like it'd be really
strange. I've had wine in the bath and a glass of juice.
Well, I've had red wine, I've had white wine and I've had beer in the bath, right? Mm. Red wine, obviously room temperature, white and beer, chilled. I think that's lovely.
But don't they say, because obviously from my years working in Rhodes,
right. Oh, fuck me.
Doesn't a hot drink in the sun cool you down?
Why are you trying to, yeah, but so what? So you're trying to cool yourself down in your hot bath? Is that what that's for?
I can understand having a cup of tea in the bath. Just, she's a busy mom, she's got four elephants.
Oh, we're talking about the book still, right?
So I can understand Mrs. Large. She wants 5 minutes peace.
I find it weird being surrounded by and being submerged in a hot water and then pouring some hot water in. Like, how hot do you want to be? Like,
that is going to, it's going to heat you up a lot.
Yeah.
My baths especially. I think I'd scald from the inside out.
So I'm against that anyway is what I'm saying.
But here's a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done anything other than just get washed in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not talk about before we had Robin. We used to get a bit frisky. So,
is anything sacred anymore?
Nothing sacred anymore, Chris.
Do you know why I don't have a secretary in the shower anymore? Because I keep knocking my cup of tea over. Raging.
Is that why you're taking it in?
That's right. No, genuinely.
Sex repellent.
Look, that was a joke. I'm fully against cups of tea in the shower. And I'm actually fuming that this person takes a cup of tea in the shower and thinks it's normal.
Well, what I was saying, I haven't had anything to eat or drink in the shower before.
I mean, I've had nothing to eat in the shower.
No, why would you?
Would I like a beer in the shower? A beer in the shower might be all right.
Why though? How long's your shower? How long's her shower?
Yeah, good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's dragging it out. I tell you what, it would be shorter if she didn't have to pop her head out and have a cup of tea every 5 minutes.
Yeah, do you know what I do?
What?
This is true story. I go downstairs, make a coffee,
put
it in my dressing room, have a quick shower, and then I go and drink my coffee while I'm getting ready.
While it cools down.
While it cools down, because I have, you know, my shower's like a minute and a half long.
Okay, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the drill sergeant will be in kicking off that you haven't, like we're in the fucking army. Why is it a minute and a half long?
Just because I'm 5'1". There's not much to wash. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, fair enough.
Long showers. Get over yourself. Babadoo, 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 ba. Would you like a story about a threesome or a thruple?
A thruple?
Mm.
What's a thruple?
Well, hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
A quick story for you that I hope you'll enjoy. I'm in my late 20s, as is most of my friend group. I travel for a living, so must do most of my catch-up using social media, Instagram, Facebook, etc., etc. I've noticed more and more of a strange phenomenon, and I have to share it with you.
Okay.
So, I have two good friends who I have known for at least 10 years. One is an ex from college. They both have been in committed relationships for at least 4 of those 10 years with their respective partners.
Right.
2 couples, 4 guys.
Right.
There's 2 couples.
Right.
And it's 4 guys.
Right.
Over the past 2 years or so, I have noticed these couples have been posting a lot of photos with a new 3rd guy, whom I also knew from college, and assumed they were good friends. Now 6 people altogether.
Right.
So there's the 2 couples and they've each got like a 3rd person.
Right.
Right. And within the last year, they are now posting photos with the hashtag thruple. Yes, thruple.
Right.
This has escalated to the point where the trios have now moved in together. One grouping in a 1-bedroom NYC apartment. Now, While I'm envious of the three income, one apartment situation, especially with apartment prices being extortionately high in Manhattan, this is a guy, he's from New York, this guy.
It's like an email from Sex in the City. I'm so excited.
I
love it.
I can't help but notice there must be a ton of admin in the bedroom department, let alone the living situation. And he's put here, I can imagine Chris has a lot of questions, so I'll break down what I know.
Right.
Yeah. So, there's...
No, I get, you get you know, it. Do you know why I'm so excited? I fucking suggested this ages ago. My theory, this is my theory coming to life, that it takes three people to run a house, not two.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
To run a house and have a kid, if they adopt a kid as well, three is the perfect number. I've said this for years. This is amazing.
Chris, there's no
way. This is exactly the same as at college when I invented mixers and drinks in cans. Anyone listening, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I get very upset about it.
When I was
at business studies, I said to my business studies teacher, they said, you've got to do a thing, you know, like a presentation about something that you've invented or whatever. And loads of people made up stuff. And I said, like Jack Daniels and vodka, like in Coke with the can, mixers already done in the cans. And he laughed us out the fucking classroom. Mm. And 5-10 fucking years later, the what on the shelves.
Yeah.
I could be a multi-millionaire.
Don't even get me started. Chris, when I was at college, I came up with this vaccine for this thing called...
Stop talking.
Chris, it's all over the news.
And two, don't belittle my... I was so proud of that invention. But let's not take away... I fucking invented thruples. Okay, I didn't come up with a name. The name's very good. It's a good hashtag. Very well done. But I invented this ages ago.
I do not want to be in a thruple ever.
Listen, wait till you've seen the candidates.
Wait until we've got two kids, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, maybe you might have to get four people in then.
Let's not. Right, okay, so you want to know? No, they don't think it's strange.
Good.
No, they don't have a favourite. You would have
a favourite. Of course you would.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes, they sleep in the same bed. All three of them. Mm. Three grown men.
Who's in the middle? That's not cool.
Horrible, that.
In the middle would be awful.
I know.
Either boiling hot or freezing cold, because if both people on the outside both turn... themselves, if one turns clockwise and one turns anti-clockwise, basically if they both turn themselves towards the edge of the bed while pulling the blanket, you've got a bridge over the top of your dude.
He's going to have an out in the middle.
Yeah, you're lying under a tent.
And grown men. Yeah. I'm not trying to be sexist here, but men are, you know, usually a lot larger than women.
Right.
Take up a lot more room
for a moment
in the bed.
I thought you were going to talk about Breaking Wind and I was going to say, don't you dare.
God, can you imagine the farts? If they've all been out for God.
Morning after a curry. All three lads just lying lashing them out. Heavens above.
Yes, they all have sex together all the time. Apparently it's great. I have doubts.
So he says... So he means all the time. So two of you can't have a frisk without the other one. You've got to wait for all three. Is that what he means by all the time? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's hard enough to book in sex with just two years.
Yeah.
Imagine the third one.
Third one.
We're both all right. I've got a headache. Well, well.
Barry. For fuck's sake.
Barry Biffin.
He'd love a thruple, Barry.
Right.
Next week. Yes, they all share one small NYC bathroom. They say their only regret is not having a three-person tub for romantic bath time, obviously. Wow.
Problems, guys. Fucking hell.
Do you know what, guys? Like, I love being in this thruple, but I just wish we'd got a bigger bath. You know? Honestly. It's my only regret, Gary. If we could just turn back time and get that bigger bath.
Right, so Gary and Barry, do they all rhyme?
Gary, Barry,
Larry,
and Larry.
Great.
So
fucking hell.
GLB. That's how they sign the Christmas cards.
GLB.
Love Gary, Larry, and Barry.
One big three-year jumper. A big three-year
Christmas jumper. Yes, that's how I say it. So with the bathroom, bigger bathroom, they say they managed to deal with the size by removing the bathroom door so there is more space. So yeah, they watch each other have a shit as well.
They
might not be next to the door when it happens. He sounds a bit bitter about this whole situation because his mates sound like they're having a mint time.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary, Larry and Barry are living it up.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he's a bit jealous. He's just assuming that they watch each other shit, where I don't think they do.
They might not watch each other
shit. Gary, Larry and Barry, they're not them kind of guys.
But then again, if there's no door on the toilet, you've got no choice but to watch each other shit. What they should do, they should take that door off the toilet.
And it's an apartment.
Cut a hole in it.
Oh, yeah. Put it between the chest of drawers and the desk. And then everyone's having a great time. They book romantic dinners for three. They go Dutch all the time, so they share. So that's quite good.
Wow. I'm starting to think this isn't about people wanting to have more than one sexual partner and being in a relationship. I'm thinking this is all a money-saving thing.
It's a bit like, I can imagine them being...
Rent and money have been mentioned quite
There's more. You'll love this next one. I was just going to say that. I can imagine Gary, Larry and Barry being on that coupon program in America where they save the coupons and they've got a stockpile. They love flying economy because they can all sit together in one row.
This is ridiculous. Right,
that's what it said. They all think they have found their soulmate and are completely polyfidelitious. What's that mean? We're going to have to Google this. Because here in Shag Married Annoyed, we like to stay up to date with all of the... what does it mean?
Polyfidelity is a form of non-monogamy, an intimate relationship structure where all members are considered equal partners and agree to restrict sexual activity to only other members of the group. So it's monogamy, but for three
within
people.
Each other. That's for three good. People. That's nice. I kind of assumed that already with Gary, Larry and Barry, though. Yeah. They don't stray.
It's a throuple. It's exactly what a throuple means, yeah.
Okay, so it's like a monogamous relationship, but with three. Okay, they've got another one here. This one's quite funny. Yes, they now have a joint bank account.
Holy fuck.
And he's put absolute madness. Yes, this started as a regular threesome group in college, and they just stuck. And yes, one of these three-way couples claims they are engaged. I don't think that's legal here. I was too embarrassed to ask.
Wow.
After these couples came out as thruples, at least six of my other friends who were in relationships are also now in thruples. All together, 18 people. And
Jesus.
It's all men. I can't understand it. I, like Chris, am too worked up about the admin required to keep that running smoothly. Perhaps I'm not as open-minded or still just looking for a decent boyfriend, not a whole boy band group.
Boy band.
But that's from New York City. Goodness and he does me. Not agree with it. What do we think?
I agree with
you
it.
You agree with it?
I think it works.
I do not agree with it at all.
I think that would work.
It's hard enough.
Banging.
It's hard enough having a relationship with one other person trying to get, you know...
Yeah, but there'll be moments when you gang
up.
Do you remember when you said we were brothers and sisters? Sometimes you and Kevin would gang up against Kate and sometimes you and Kate would gang up against Kevin.
Then there's going to be the time where you're the one ganged up on.
Well, you know, you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
Oh, I'm not... No. I couldn't be. It's the bed sharing.
I wouldn't be in the middle. Fuck that.
Well,
why not three single beds?
I would do that. Yeah. I'd say, look, well, why you could have the sex bed, and then your normal bed.
Right. This is a New York apartment. How much room do you think these guys have got?
Listen, you just have to move out of Manhattan. If you want to be in this thruple, we're gonna have to move out of here. We're gonna have to get a three-bedroomed house.
Four-bedroom sex bedroom.
The sex room.
And then
a bedroom each.
Right, okay.
I'd be happy with that.
Okay.
So there you go. 18 of them, though. 18 of his mates. You'd be good at
never
wouldn't
knew
you?
What. You heard it here first. I never knew what a thruple was until now. And now I know.
Well, I've watched a lot of Netflix documentaries on, like, thruples and poly.
You still can't say it. Watch a lot of them, still can't say it.
There's where a man has, like, six wives.
Once.
Wives never get loads of husbands. Never the other way around, is it?
Do they not?
No.
Are you sure?
Not that I know of.
Why am I getting shit for this? No, I've only got one wife. Why are you having a go at me?
I've never watched a documentary yet where a wife has six husbands who look after all the kids and do everything.
Right.
Funny that.
Okay.
Never seen one yet where the wife gets to pick different nights with all of the different blokes.
Right.
Just putting that out there. I would do.
There you go, listener. Do something about that. Fucking hell. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a short but ridiculously weird story to share with you. No need to keep me anonymous, but even if you did, my mum, who also listens every week, will know exactly who sent it in, as I reckon it's quite unique.
Happy days.
To set the scene, I live in a rural part of the Scottish Highlands, so tractors on the road is a very common thing, and you wouldn't normally take a second glance driving past one.
Fair enough.
This particular time, me and my mum were on our normal journey in the car on the way to my nan's, singing our hearts out, and we came across a convoy of about three or four tractors passing us on the road. These tractors are not massive ones, with trailers on the back and windows at the top where the driver sits. They were more like large quad bikes, just to give you an idea.
Okay.
So absolutely no privacy on the tractor. For some reason, I took a closer look at the man on the front tractor and noticed that he was sitting rather strange and his hand was in a really weird position.
Oh. God.
From what I could see, the man's hand was in a strange place. Not where I would assume any of the controls for the vehicle would be.
Oh, man.
It was down his pants.
Okay.
I was shocked, as it looked to me that his hand was moving back and forth, the other hand is controlling the wheel. Me and my mum both turned to each other at the exact same time and gasped with surprise when I realised she had also just witnessed the exact same thing as I did. The tractor wanker.
I mean, that's the tractor wanker. That's very good. I'm sorry. How busy are you? How busy is your day? I mean, we've gone from people having cups of tea in the shower to people having a wank while they're on a tractor.
They're on the tractor.
That's ridiculous.
We both.
How much do you love tractors?
I'm thinking it's the vibration.
Right.
Of the tractor.
Right, okay.
The tractor wanker.
But, I mean, go and do it in a field, not on a road.
I don't know how busy
it is. Might not be the same vibration.
It's not the same.
Might not be the same. Might be too bumpy.
And maybe he just thinks, I'm going to fit this in here a while again. No.
But he's Scottish, first of all, so I don't know why he's saying
that.
Oh,
shit,
eh? How dirty are his hands?
No.
That's where my brain always goes.
What do you mean?
He's been doing farm stuff.
But have you got to have a clean wank? Do your hands have to be clean to fiddle with yourself?
Well, no, but you know.
It's not like a lady. You don't put your insides anyway. It's just on. It's very much touching skin.
Well, yeah, but still.
I don't know.
Oh, he might have like horse poo and that on his hands.
Well, maybe that's what his fetish is.
I mean, stop. That's horrible. Sharper to hear. That's
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagmarinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Please keep sending your dilemmas and your stories and all of that stuff. New merch is on the website now, and the book is out, and it's nearly Christmas. Yay!
Yay!
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.